Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by mixer boards that don't work. When you need to try to fiddle with things in the middle of recording, then you need to try a mixer board that doesn't work. You can find them online at mixerboardsthatdon'twork.com. Yeah, I think that's about right. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a special, super special secret listener checkout. Whatever. Fuck. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the broken mixer-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
That wasn't even, I said off the top of your head. I didn't say just whatever was sitting next to you.
But that's what I do. And I do. I sound really, I'm just, bear with me here. Hi, Adam, talk. Talk to the fine folks.
Hi, fine folks. I don't know why Daniel sounds... So, first of all, I want to say I was on time. This is our new night. So, for all of you listening, we are doing Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That would be some UTC time that I don't know because I cannot do that math. But apparently Daniel is having problems. He was late.
I'm not having problems. I'm zeroing out my channel here so that I can try to craft a better sound.
He's zeroing. So for all of you podcasters out there, when you sound
You sound shitty, right?
Zero out all of your channels.
Zero it out, right? I EQ'd zeroed, and now I'm trying to sculpt back a sound that I can live with.
Oh my God! So this is right. what you do. You sculpt your sound. I didn't know. Everyone talks about how we love Daniel's radio voice and everything.
That's right.
That is the key, ladies and gentlemen.
Sculpt your sound, and you have to use a sculpting gel. Is what is used to actually do that. I still sound a little bit weird in the mid range area, but I'm just going to go with that. No, absolutely. What you do is you use a sculpting gel. And that's how you do it.
I prefer the not the sculpting gel. There's another word for it.
It's called bullshit. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
I am just ducky, Adam. How are you? And I don't know if it's my earbuds or what. I don't like the way I'm sounding right now. So, but no, I'm fine, Adam. I am great. I am super stoked. I'm glad that I'm here tonight on our brand new evening as we make the move to Thursdays. You know, for the longest time in my ute, on Thursday nights, it was the purview of Mr. Bill Cosby. He owned Thursday nights, and I would like to think that, you know, much like a Jell-O pudding pop, we are here to be cool and refreshing.
Can you do a
absolutely
an impression?
Not? I cannot.
of Mr. Jell-O,
if you would like to hear my this would be my Bill Cosby impersonation, which is strangely is also my Big Fatty impersonation, which is hello, lovies.
I don't think that that's at all a Bill Cosby impersonation.
I do. I think that that Bill Cosby and Big Fatty, they were best buds.
I don't have Bill Cosby, but I got this nice new soundboard on my Android.
Okay, great.
It's an auto-tuned baby.
It is. All right. Well, first of all, before we take another step into the show, before we do anything else,
okay,
I would like to say hello to the chat room who has joined us here on this lovely Thursday evening. We have Adam's Cock Cozy. We have Ant. We have Clever Nickname. We have Crone. We have Joey L. Boohonker the Fourth. We have Kingsley. We have Mags. We have Markv. And we have Mib. And we have Urban Guy.
So Mittens has confirmed that he is not listening.
There must be another person in the universe named Mark with a C.
Well, there are many, but I don't know any with the last name that starts with the.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
You don't get what?
We've had this conversation over the past 5 years, you and I, on and off. You, when you see a new name in the chat room, you immediately just, you're like a dog with a bone. You just will not drop it. You're obsessed with who it might be and what they might look like.
Well,
and
you have to mind your
piece. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to drive Adam crazy, just log into our chat room. If you're listening now on Pride 48, go over to pride48.com, click on the chat, go into our chat room and just pick a name. Doesn't matter. Just some weird off the wall name. go in there and he will distract him all evening.
I don't care what they look like. I just have to mind my P's and Q's if my boyfriend's in listening.
Why? What you do realize that this show is then recorded and then distributed
no.
across the universe.
Oh my God. Really?
It doesn't really matter if you watch your P's and Q's. He is going to hear it. Whether he's in the chat room or not, he's going to hear it. And as you expertly pointed out, by releasing the show without Wesley Stone's audio on it, you don't even listen. You don't even like edit and take out the stuff that you might have said if your boyfriend was not in the room.
I cannot win because at the beginning of this very show, you chastised me for listening to the entire thing and editing it. And then when I admit that I don't, then you chastise me for that. So I cannot win for losing. Is
you
that a saying?
You know what just arrived in the mail today? I don't know if you see this. Do you get this?
That looks like a really interesting topic. No, I do not get that. For the ones who aren't watching the video,
I'm going to say what it is. I just got the new February 2013 copy of MSDN Magazine. Do you not get MSDN Magazine?
I do not. You know, maybe we need like Big Fatty's letter song. Does he have a song for his letter segment when he like goes to the... to the post office or whatever.
It's I think I got it here somewhere.
Because
we're all going to the letters. Let's all go to the letters.
I don't think that's it. Maybe he doesn't have one, but I know he has a segment where he checks the P.O. box.
He does. He has a theme for everything. He has a scratching his balls theme. He has a going on. How do you think he manages to fill 20 minutes with absolutely nothing a day? 18 and a half minutes are theme songs.
Well, he does it. He does a show every day. I mean, come on. If you can say nothing else about Big Fatty, is that just doing it 20 minutes every day takes talent.
It does. It takes talent. And right now, we could be contributing. We could be eating up time on another show. We'll be eating up time on a day when there's not a lot going on. If you're hearing us now at the beginning of a Big Fatty show, let me just tell you something right now. There's nothing going on today because he's just given up. He's like, you know what? This will kill a good 3.5 minutes for me to just plop this right into the front of the show, just like that. See?
Right. So, did you ever say what you're holding in your hand?
I did. I did. The MSDN Magazine,
so
February 2013.
What is in there that you found interesting?
Well, what is in there that I find interesting? It was the async causality chain tracking that I was curious if you had read the article on.
I have not.
Okay.
No.
You know, one of the new sexy features in ASP4. Well, not ASP4. In C#, in .NET. That's what I'm trying to say. In .NET 4 or 5 is the async await stuff. I can't even talk. But anyway, but it's the whole async and await set, which is a nice new piece of the .NET framework that will let you effortlessly manage multitasking things by using await and async calls, which is heavily used in the Windows 8 framework. You know.
Wow. The chat room is, I hear the snoring.
Anyway, I was just curious. You had talked about writing a Windows 8 app, and
no,
I was just curious.
True.
Had you not?
I have not written one because I generally talk about writing apps, and I start, and then I get bored, and then I move on to something else. Not specifically with Windows 8, just anything.
I was just going to say, you know what? There's also another article right in the February 2013 edition of the MSDN Magazine. create Windows Store's apps with HTML5 and JavaScript. I think that's what you
Which
had,
I've been told not to do.
I told you not to do
you.
It, but if you wanted to know how to do it,
well,
you could go there.
So I've been watching this new show.
wait. Is it House of Cards?
No.
Oh, because you know, we talked about that on the last show, and I made a point of watching the pilot episode last night.
Oh, what did
so
you think?
I enjoyed the pilot episode.
Did it really bug the hell out of you when he turned around and talked to the camera?
No, that didn't bother me.
See, it bugs the hell out of me. But actually, they get better. As you get into the story, the episodes get better. It is a really good series.
I'm going to stretch
and
it out.
And when he eats her out, it looks so
I know,
real.
I'm not going to know. All right, so you're watching a new show. What new show are you watching there? I was going to call you Joey. I don't know why.
I don't even know if this is a new show, but it's a new show to me. So I'm watching a show on HGTV called Love It or List It. And so in this show, the premise of this show is that you have a real estate agent, very gay, might I add.
Mags just said that Crosby did that in every episode, and I'm curious if he meant eating her out.
Eating her out. Anyway, so that no, I'm serious. There's a scene where he eats somebody out.
Okay, that's fine.
It looks so
realistic. Move along.
Anyway, so I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about Eating Out, and then
you were watching a show called Eating Out.
No, Love It or List It.
Love It or List It. You know, my husband Robert watches that show.
Does he? It's very infuriating.
It is very contrived.
Because let me tell you,
yes,
it frustrates the hell out of me. So here is the premise, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not watched this show, indeed,
yes,
there's a real estate agent and a designer. They go to this house, this godforsaken house.
I think it's important to point out that they are both Canadian.
Yes, it's in Canada.
And that the real estate salesman is a douchey real estate salesman and the designer is a bitchy designer.
Yes, okay. That is correct. They go to this tragic house. It's not always tragic. Actually, there was a gay couple that had a nice house, but it looked very 80s. But anyway, so they go to this house and one of the people wants to move. It's always a couple. And one of them wants to move and the other one wants to stay. So the one that wants to move has a list of all the things they would need done to their house in order to be convinced to stay.
Correct.
The one that wants to stay has a list of things they would have to have to be convinced to move.
Yes.
And the whole premise of the show is the real estate agent shows them all these listings trying to convince them to move. And the designer works with whatever budget they had to try to do their list, their laundry
Correct.
List of things.
Correct.
What I hate about it is, first of all, it's always the same format where the real estate agent shows them 2 to 3 houses that they absolutely hate. And it's always the same. It is never, they never like the first one or the second one. It's always the very last one.
Right. And it's worse than that. They hate them almost for the same reasons. It's like they'll go into the first house and no matter what kind of house it is, they won't be able to get past the furniture or the paint. Or something that they could easily change, but they
right.
couldn't get past. Oh, no, this house has brown walls. I could never live in a place that has brown walls. As if there's some fucking rule in the universe that you're not allowed to repaint the walls once you buy the place. It's like, I also hate the show.
And on the real estate agent, it's like he's dumb. He takes them to the first house. They list all these things they don't like. And then the next house he takes them to is like identical.
Right.
There's no change, you know, and it has the same. And then,
in fact, it's usually just the same house. They just come in through a different door.
Right. Maybe they do. And then they show scenes of the designer trying to make changes.
Yes.
And they usually have these huge budgets that you would think, man, I could do so much. They have like $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 budgets.
Right.
Right. But she'll always walk in. She'll get all her plans done and everything.
And something will go awry.
Yes. She will walk in and her freaking stupid contractor will say, well, we found this thing and it's just going to hurt your budget or whatever he says. And she always has this big argument with him.
And
Come
she does
on,
and she does that. She does that exasperated sigh and
yes.
rolls her eyes at the same time like,
you know,
this is
and then.
Really-
And it happens more than once. It always happens at least twice in the episode where they find things that are just going to cost
there you go.
More.
You know what? I think, there you go. We don't even need to talk about this anymore. I think really this is just the ultimate in formula TV.
And so, no, I had to finish this. So then the people come in.
It's kind of like our podcast.
And they talk to her. And they're like.
Our podcast, we'll do like 5 or 6 episodes that just really suck. And then we'll do one that was okay.
Well, you
and
know,
then, you know,
that's most podcasts. Anyway, so they'll come in and talk to her and she'll say, well, I got some bad news. We found this asbestos because there literally was there was an episode where they started ripping the walls down and the house was infested with asbestos. Anyway, we found this and I can't do the bathroom. I'm going to have to use that budget elsewhere. And they're like, oh, you're not going to be able to make our list. We can't stay here, blah, blah, blah. And then she's all frustrated. And then, you know, oh, God. But for some reason, I watch it. Anyway, it's the same thing. I want one episode where neither one of them have any problems. The couple is agreeable. They love every house. Like, she does a beautiful job without any problems. That is an episode that I would pay to see.
Sorry.
We're not even done.
And I was trying to find it to have it ready. And never mind. I was just trying to be on top of things. You know, we are the best produced podcast.
You know, that's going to haunt us. We are never again going. Even if we ever were produced well, ever. The fact that we got nominated for that now, no matter what we do, it will never be.
I know.
Best produced anymore. And everyone will always say, and I think you're the one that chose best produced to have people nominate us for.
You know, I don't know what I was thinking.
Our dubious intent army just followed directions, and now we're the laughingstock of the podcasting community.
Oh, honey, we were the laughingstock of the podcast community long, long before that.
So it's been so long since we last recorded. How was your week? Did you have anything interesting come up?
Absolutely nothing, because we just recorded, like literally like 3 hours ago, we put out a show, and now we've moved to Thursday. No, this is what happened. Monday was a holiday, and I was trying to work on the Pride 48 site, so I was doing a whole bunch of work on that. And then Tuesday came along, and then I had to go to work, and of course, the entire universe blew up, and everyone's having a problem, and that put me behind on my projects, and so I was just working right even before we were recording right now. I've stayed home today in order to write code, and I've been just coding all day long. I was ready. I was right in the zone, and then I had to stop it. So that's where we are at right now.
So are you coding for work, or are you coding for Pride 48?
No, this time I was coding for work, because we have a new developer, but he won't be starting until March 4th. So I'm still way behind because it's just me right now. And so it's just one of those, everything is flailing. We got people that are leaving, and so they have short-timer's disease, and we've got just a really big pile of mess at the office where nothing's being documented right, and so it's just kind of a hit or miss. And I just want one of those, like, everyone to just stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like walking into the office and going, oh my God, I lost my contact. Just to make everyone stop. You know what I'm saying? Just don't move.
Everything has to be stressful at work. I mean, my boss always comes up to me, and you know that if he comes up to you, that it's going to be something that he needs done right then. You have to drop everything. And not only that, but when you're done, you're going to have to meet with him, and it's always going to be the end of the day, and you're going to spend like 2 additional hours going over this thing that you created. Because what, have you ever seen that sign that people hang up on their cubicles or whatever that says, failure of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part?
Yes.
Well, when it's your senior manager, it does.
No, see, that you and I are different, because yeah. I treat everyone equally.
So he'll come up and he'll, hey, oh, you know, I have this meeting tomorrow and I need slides. I need some slides now, you know, and then I have to just drop everything and be doing some freaking slides. I hate PowerPoint. I never want to do another slide.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, welcome to the development, any small company development. They never bring us in until the last minute. We're like an afterthought. And then all the time for the project has been eaten up. So, oh, by the way, you only have 2 days to get this done. It's really annoying. So.
You know, this is really boring, but I'm just going to say one last thing about corporate. I work in automation.
Oh, really? Yes, you do.
I work in automation, and it's quality assurance. Well, one thing about quality assurance. Quality assurance, for those of you who don't know, is after the thing is developed, someone goes in and tests it and makes sure that it actually works the way that it's supposed to work.
That's not even true anymore.
Automation is we automate that process through scripting, but QA always gets squeezed. Developers always take too long.
No, the developers don't take too long. They don't give us, they got these other dweebs that sit around like endlessly designing things. Here's the thing. There are two, I'm going to go off on this rant now. No, I'm not. I'll wait. I'll wait and go off on this rant some other time.
Oh, I thought you froze because you just mid-sentence.
No, I was going to say I'll do it in the tech segment, but no, I'm not even going to do it in tech. I'll just do it. All I'm going to say is there is a huge, huge difference between a programmer and a software developer, right? If a programmer is someone that sits down and if you ask a programmer to write something, you're going to tell him exactly what it is that you want him to write, and he will write it for you. He or she will write it for you. That is what a programmer does, right? They will sit down and they will write it for you. And if you're lucky, it will be written well, and you'll have exactly what you had asked for. If you have a software developer and you ask them to write something, they're going to ask you, well, what is this for? And what is the actual end goal for this? And how is this going to work with the rest of the thing? Is there something off the shelf that we could maybe manage to use in its place? Is there? And so a software developer develops solutions, develops software. We don't just mindlessly sit down and write what you tell us to write, because 9 times out of 10, what you think you want is not actually what you want. And so that's why this whole so-called squeezing developers, what actually happens is you get these people that love to meet and plan
plan, and they sit in these rooms and they meet and they plan. And the developers never go to these meetings because A, they're not invited, and B, they are afraid to invite us because we'll cut through the shit and go like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Developers hate meetings.
Right. We do, because it's anti-productive. So the point is that they'll go and they'll plan for weeks and weeks and weeks, and they have it micro planned out, and then they give it to the developers, and the developers look at it and go, what the fuck are you trying to do? this is not even what you want to do. And so then we basically have to redesign everything, which is why you think that we take too much time. It's because it's the original planning folks that did it. Now, in a modern agile environment, like if anyone who adheres to like agile standards, you hate it? You hate agile? You hate Scrum?
Yeah, I hate that because it's more meetings and 50 million emails every day. I'm on an agile project. Oh my God. And automation and agile is like, kill me.
If it's a Scrum project, so if it's a Scrum agile project with a decent staging area, then you should love that.
It's a nightmare for automation because the application is changing so quickly that you can't keep
iterate
up with it.
That's the whole point of Scrum, right? Is you iterate constantly. You're constantly iterating.
That's a problem for automation because when you go to run the automation, the application has already changed.
Then they're not adhering to the staging area.
Anyway.
Right? In other words, it should be like, I have hit this cut. This is version 0002.5. It goes from staging to testing, and then you guys can test against it all at once while we're working on the next iteration.
Right. Anyway. We're way boring people, I'm sure. So
tell me about this lovely new fast food restaurant.
This is just a really short one.
I just want to point out, I said new, not nude.
Right. It's new to me. I don't think it's new to other people. But we got a new fast food place here that's called Muscle Maker Grill.
Muscle Maker.
It's not called Oh Hell Muscle Maker Grill. I was trying to remember.
I actually kind of like that. That would be kind of, come on down to the Oh Hell Muscle Maker Grill.
Right. So I go in. I'm going to try this out because, you know, who doesn't want some muscles?
Can I find them on the web at musclemakergrill.com?
You can, actually. So I go in and luckily all the calories are on the menu and everything like that. And everything is fairly low calorie, not great. They have low carb options if you're a low carb person. Everything's high protein. Anyway, the food tasted really good. But the thing that first of all, it just irked me because they deliver and their sign said they're open till 10 p.m. But when I wanted to order it the other night because I liked the food that I got at lunch, they were closed. So I don't know what this location's hours are, but apparently it's not till 10. But I go in. The funny thing is you go in, and this is supposed to be like a healthy alternative. And you walk in and the guy cooking the food is like 900 pounds. I didn't weigh him, but I mean, he's, you know, a big guy. He doesn't look the healthiest of people. And the kitchen is like open for everyone to see. So I just thought, that doesn't bode. I mean, that's not good marketing, you know, for them to have like, they're saying, hey, come in here, you'll get healthy. You know, we have low calorie options and all this. And you walk in and the guy working there is like completely unhealthy and overweight.
All right. So someone in the chat room, I'm going to get to your thing here. Someone in the chat room wanted to know, actually it was Gravitas, wanted to know, when is DI Plus going to do the Harlem Shake? So while you were talking, and I wasn't actually listening to you, I was daydreaming here about that. And I was just like, now that would be a good green screen project for you to take on.
I wanted to do a personal, you know, that is so funny that someone brought that up. I was thinking about doing a Harlem Shake, just me.
What you should do is you should do a green screen one. And then you need to put them all together.
No, so I was. All, I was going to have
so that
multiple
we all look
me's.
Like we're in the same. Oh, I see. Multiple versions of you. Of course
yes.
You're going to.
How am I going to green screen you in? You don't have a green screen.
You know what? There are green things around me.
So, and I didn't ask you about it because I didn't figure you would want to dance. You know what? You would actually be. I can see you. You'll be the person that's sitting there working at the beginning of the Harlem Shake.
Right.
And then, you know, you'll just, when it then, switches over, you'll be gone. Or maybe you'll change into some like big ape suit or something. So no one will see you and no one will know that you're dancing.
I'm trying to find a location of the Muscle Maker Grill near me. The closest one to me, it looks like, is in the Bronx.
Well, the food, I've only eaten there once, so I cannot talk about every single thing, but I had the champion pasta, which is a whole wheat penne pasta.
See, I don't eat carbs.
Well, it's a whole wheat penne pasta. Oh, yeah. Well, they have low carb options, but I ate the penne pasta.
No, they do not have low carb options. They have low carb solutions.
Okay, well, they have low carb solutions.
So right there, low carb solutions.
Is that if you have a carb problem? You need a carb solution?
I want the Godfather. I want a grilled chicken breast, portobello mushrooms, red roasted peppers, mozzarella, and balsamic vinaigrette.
Well, anyway, the one thing that I had from there was good.
Oh, see, so they keep putting this reduced fat shit. Oh, I don't want reduced fat shit.
It's low calorie or close to low calorie, depending on what kind of diet you're on, and the food tastes good, at least the one thing I had. The last thing I do want to talk about this, because I just have to mention this. So, you know, because everyone wants an update on the Real Touch.
Really?
I know they do.
Thousands of people here, writing in and asking you?
Well, they've been asking me. I get all the bags of mail that I get from all my fans. Mm-hmm. They've been asking recently, hey, did you ever get a Real Touch? So for those of you that are new, I'll just tell you, you know, what a Real Touch is.
They can look it up. Speed it along. I got work to do.
It is a masturbation device that you hook up.
Masturbatory aid.
You hook it up to your computer and these videos play and it mimics the action that's going on the screen. I was looking it up again, you know, the other day because I thought, ooh, I'm getting my bonus at work and I'm getting my income tax refund. Maybe I'll just splurge and buy myself one. Maybe the price has come down even because it's been a whole year since I thought about buying it. And indeed, the price has come down. But I look on there and they have a new thing.
They have
a Real Touch interactive website. Now, let me just tell you about this. This is a money-making opportunity for some person that does webcam activities.
About this.
The model gets what's it called? What's the screen called? The touch screens? They're called capacitive. Is that what it is? Yeah. So the model, if you're a model on their website, you get a capacitive dildo. Now, you do the whole webcam thing like you would on a normal webcam site, but you have this capacitive dildo. The person paying has a Real Touch. So the things you do to the capacitive dildo.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, he is making a masturbatory motion with his hand on the camera.
He is
simulating oral sex photos.
Whatever you do with this dildo, it feels like that is happening to the person on the other end. It's genius.
Genius, I tell you.
And If you're a male wanting to do this, wanting to model, they only have one male model so far. So it is the market is wide open for male models.
You should go and apply.
And it adds another incentive, you know, for people to want to pay for you because you can actually do things to make it feel like you're doing it to them. That is modern technology. It's fantastic. It's fan-fucking-tastic, the things you can do. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it,
zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Muscle Maker. Oh, hell.
No, it's Oh Hell Muscle Maker Grill.
I know, but I had already fucked it up by the time it even came out of my mouth. You know what I need? I need a capacitive microphone.
You do. Maybe when you do things on it, the chat room will feel it. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to discuss, I don't know if you have a technology. You know,
I did. You know what? Let's talk about Agile Scrum.
I know. You and I can have that chat offline if you'd like, but I think we would lose the three listeners that we have. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk, and the reason, well, let me mention the topic, and then I'll say the reason, because otherwise it's confusing.
I love the way you've fully thought this out.
You know, I am a professional podcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Right. I want to talk about Adobe Creative Suite.
Can you say Adobe?
Adobe? No. Yes. So I, as some people may know, I have some slight interest in video and, you know, that kind of thing that I just dabble with a little bit.
Right.
And I have always wanted to have the full, like, Adobe Premiere, not Premiere Elements, but the real thing, and After Effects.
That $20,000 Adobe Premiere.
Yes, suite. It's very expensive.
It is.
And it's thousands of dollars anyway, but I never could afford it. And so Adobe has started this new thing that they're calling Adobe Creative. I think they're calling it Creative Cloud. It's either Creative Suite or Creative Cloud. I don't know. But there's a monthly fee that you pay. And you get access to all, well, you can pay $20 a month for one application, or you can pay $50 a month for all of their applications. So yes. You and I know we both listen to a lot of technology podcasts, and they're always saying, well, this is it's a ripoff, it's a scam, you know, whatever, whatever. But for people who can't afford to dish out thousands of dollars all at one time, and maybe it's a hobby and you're only going to use it for a couple of months, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, because you can cancel it in between if you want, or you can keep it and you can put it on multiple computers, I believe. So I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on what you thought of this, because I think a lot of companies are going towards the subscription model, including Microsoft.
Yeah, well, it's SaaS.
Software as a service, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yeah, SaaS, software as a service. You know, there was a song about that. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Let me find it. I'll find it here. Let's see. It was exciting. There it is. There it is. You ready for it? I'm ready for it. You ready for it? Sure.
I'm ready.
This one's explosive. Somebody wanna stop me, wait a minute, not me. Window Azure, grab my back, can't knock me. Watch me, scale a web application so properly. Organizing everything in the platform cloud. Keeping everything together from floating around. Moving at a speed of light, never slowing us down. Compress three resources, holding it down. SaaS, software, PaaS, platform, ES. Infrastructure, together it lasts. Thinking outside the box, staring through windows.
Yeah, doesn't that just make you want to...
Wow.
Yeah, doesn't that make you want to go and sign up for Windows Azure?
I didn't realize there was actually a software as a service song. I was gonna yes.
Well, so, then not only was it SaaS, but it also covered PaaS. And I disagree with his pronunciation of I just call it I don't even know. It's like IaaS is what I used to call it, but he called it EaaS.
I think there's a different song that's for software as a service.
It's, right. What would that be?
Well, I have to turn my speaker on for it to work.
Right, yes. Now, the folks on the stream right now are hearing that coming through your so not exactly high quality there.
Well, they can't, you know, and they can't see me either because we're not doing video anymore. So
we are not.
They completely missed all of it.
That's because we are not a Windows podcast. A video podcast.
A Windows podcast. Well, yeah.
We are not a Windows podcast.
So
no,
what do you
all right.
Think?
So getting back to your
about...
thing, all right. So yes, SaaS is a viable alternative, especially for people like that don't use Adobe products all the time. Like I need Adobe Photoshop two or three times a year, right? Just to clean up some stupid graphic or something that, you know, to put a transparent background on something, because for some reason every graphic designer that we ever employ feels like making fucking GIFs. But that's usually the only time that I ever need it. So I've been just getting by using Photoshop Elements, right? Which is like $100.
Yes.
But, renting it is certainly a great option, especially when you take into account, all right, let's say I can't speak about specifics because I have signed an NDA on this, but there was a group that was using me as a consultant to do their startup. Basically just for their infrastructure and for the stuff that they wanted to do. And so there, I was looking at these other quotes that they had gotten, right? Because I was more coming in as a consultant to look at what they had or what they had been quoted from these other places. And it's just, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment, right? That they were being quoted for this huge infrastructure. Under the hope, right, that they would become a very popular web presence and that they would need to scale. And so, you know, they built this huge piece of just legacy architecture. And I'm just like, you do realize, right, that you can basically, you know, with ES, right, so, or IS, either way you want to go for infrastructure as a service, you can just buy a little tiny piece of that, right, and then scale up as you need it, right, just pay for it by the hour with Windows Azure or with Amazon Web Services or with Rackspace, any of these places, you can basically do that. In fact, Microsoft right now is so jazzed to get people onto their cloud platform that if you go to bizspark.com, Microsoft BizSpark, If you're an organization that produces software and you're less than 5 years old and you're privately owned, Microsoft will basically give you infrastructure for a year for free. They'll basically like, here, we will give you infrastructure for a year for free just to get you developing on our cloud platform under the hopes that, you know, if you develop something nice, that you're going to keep it on our platform and then pay us the monthly, you know, or whatever the hourly rates are to actually use it.
And this is how interested the chat room is in our topic right now. They're still discussing the Harlem Shake.
Right. And this is, quite honestly, this is one of those things that's like, I have seriously keep toying back and forth with whether or not to incorporate Pride 48 just so that I can get the infrastructure for the year to actually do some neat development stuff there. But yeah, I mean, this is not to, I know I'm all over the road here, but to answer your original question, yeah, it's a perfectly, you know, valid thing to do. Like the new Microsoft Office, you can either pay the $140 to have it, or you can buy it for $10 a month, right? Or $99 a year. And that will work on 5 machines. You can install it, take it off, move it around. All of your files are stored in the cloud. And if they upgrade Microsoft Office in the future, you automatically have that upgrade. You know, so you're just basically renting your software. It's, you know, it makes sense.
Well, anyway, I don't want to bore everyone too much, but I like that kind of stuff where I can pay monthly, even if it ends up being a ripoff and I have to pay more, because then, I don't know, it's hard for me. I'm an instant gratification sort of person, and I want it now and not have to save up for months because I can't afford thousands of dollars or whatever. So I'm going to go out one of these months and try it out.
Well, there you go. And then the other thing that in the tech segment that I wanted to cover really, really quickly, just quick like a bunny. I got over the holiday weekend, I got my beta key for SimCity 2013 or the new SimCity 2013.
Right.
But they'd only let you play for like an hour or so.
Have the capacitive dildo that you can use? You know, they do have one last thing. Real Touch does.
Are you going to let me say
that? Yes.
So SimCity, the new SimCity is really awesome. If you ever liked the old SimCity, this is like it on steroids. So it's the old SimCity on steroids that then like got put on more steroids. It's really, really good. Check it out, SimCity.com. It's coming out March 5th.
Now, the burning question on everyone's minds is, can you see the men having sex in the new version of SimCity?
That you're confusing SimCity with The Sims, which is another game. SimCity, you're building a city.
I am. I'm confused.
Yeah. And this epic fail is brought to you by Adam Burr.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it.
The news.
You know, it's just obligatory now.
Best produced podcast.
Someone has to say that. I know. I was trying to be ready, and I'm like,
jumped right ahead.
An 18-year-old Florida woman was only slightly injured this week when she was shot by her friend's oven, police said.
she was shot by her friend's oven?
Yes, apparently this is a thing in Florida. Alea Walker was visiting a friend in St. Petersburg Monday when they decided they wanted some late night waffles.
Yes. Well, who wouldn't? I often have the craving for late night waffles.
And why would you cook a waffle in the oven?
Well, because it's better that way.
I don't know. Okay. So Walker began preheating the oven, unaware that her friend, JJ Sandy, 25, because that's important, was storing a magazine from his 45 caliber Glock.
Wait, was he storing the MSDN magazine? From February 2013.
No, he was storing I believe that's the thing that holds the bullets.
Right.
It's called a magazine. From his 45 caliber Glock 21 in the oven. The magazine exploded at about 9 p.m., spraying casing fragments at high speed and striking Walker. She managed to pick some of the fragments out of her leg and chest and then took a bus to the hospital where she was treated and released. So Sandy told the police
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He'd stored the gun in a drawer, but had stored the magazine in the oven. 4 rounds were in the 13 capacity magazine. What? Why?
I don't know. Why? Because why would they have a? Never mind.
Why would you store a gun, a magazine?
Why would they have a gun in the house?
Well, that's a completely separate issue, but why would you store your magazine in the oven? That is like the least likely place. I guess that's why. He thought, if a child, they're never going to look in the oven for the bullets.
I completely don't understand the conversation going on in the chat room right now. So
what's the, I love it. You're so interested in art that you're,
it was so toppy smelly saying it's a little disconcerting to learn how much DI Plus enhances their podcast in post-production. I don't understand what he's talking. If you're talking about audio, then yeah, we both record locally and then we marry the two audio tracks together, but that's really the only post-production we do.
No. It looks like he's talking about the content.
I know.
Tonight just sucks. We're talking about technology a lot and whatever.
It doesn't suck for me. I got to talk about SaaS.
Agile development and
Scrum. Agile development. I was a happy camper.
Yeah. So
you people don't care.
Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Brought a very special delivery to Tressa and Manuel Montalvo of Houston.
Yes.
Two sets of identical twins. The quadruplets were conceived spontaneously without the help of any fertility treatments or drugs.
They were conceived spontaneously. Are they trying to say that there was no man involved? No sperm?
No.
Like, was this like a virgin birth or something?
No, that would be an immaculate conception.
Oh, okay.
They were conceived, I think by spontaneous, they mean there was no help. They say right here, there was no help of any fertility treatments or drugs. Right. Now, this happening has only a 1 in 70 million chance.
1 in 70 million.
They were born at 31 weeks by cesarean section to Teresa, who is 36, the Woman's Hospital of Texas in Houston says. The couple had been trying for one brother or sister to keep their little boy, Memphis, now 2 years old, company. At 10 weeks, they learned she was having twins. But when the couple went in for Tressa's 12-week checkup, they learned she was carrying not two, but four babies. So it's two sets of identical.
Two sets of identical twins.
Did you know that Bellamy has a set of twins?
Now, Bellamy is a porn company, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a set of twins who have sex with each other. I'm just saying, we were talking about twins. It seemed salient at that time. Do you like that word, salient?
What's the word I'm looking for? It's an iconoclastic word.
Iconoclastically salient, even.
All right, I'm trying to find them. I'm looking here. I'm Google searching the Bellamy twins.
Someone in the chat room, I'm sure Gravitas or somebody will know the names of them. I don't know their names, nor have I ever seen any footage.
It's all blurred out because I'm not a Bellamy subscriber.
I've never seen any footage of the twins, but I've heard and read an article that they actually have sex with each other. Apparently, they love each other and, you know, they're not I don't know. It's all incestuous. Whatever.
Well, it's more than, identical twins, it goes even a step beyond incest, right? That goes into, you know, just like, because that is basically a clone of yourself. So you're basically saying, I am so in vain that, you know, I want to have sex with myself, right?
I wonder what it'd be like to have a sex with my twin.
See, I knew that you would be into that. I knew.
I'm not attracted to myself, to be honest.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, wouldn't you want to have sex with yourself if you could? Just to try it out.
Sure.
You could try it on a monthly basis. It could be SaaS, sex as a service.
Right. Exactly.
That is all the news. I don't have.
Oh, that's
else.
All the news. Oh, excellent.
Twins.
Nothing. Oh, the Peter twins. The Peter twins. Excellent. All the news. It's your birthday. DI Plus birthday is brought to you by the Peter twins. Now, if the Peter twins had been quadruplets, is that what they call them? Quadruplets? Yeah.
Yes,
they had been quadruplets, then would it still be like having sex with yourself? Or because
identical quadruplets?
Sure.
Is there even such a thing?
I have no idea. If only there were some internetworked system of computers where we could ask such a question.
I wonder how many millions of a chance there is of identical quadruplets.
Quadruplets. It is a Google search here. I am doing an image search for identical quadruplets.
This is not meant to be racist at all, but I just want to say that if there is such a thing as identical quadruplets, it has to be somewhere in like Nepal or somewhere. Because anytime you see anything like weird or you know, that you never think would happen in a million years, it's always in one of those other countries.
As of 2007, there were approximately 3,500 sets recorded worldwide of identical quadruplets.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, there is a picture of the Peters twins. And yes, now, indeed, they are actually having sex with each other.
Now, I just wanted to, let me just say this, though. So what they're saying, though, is that, so there's 3,500 sets worldwide of quadruplets, right?
Yes.
But 70 of all identical quadruplets. So of those 3,500, only 70 of them are all identical quadruplets. Many sets of quadruplets contain a mixture of identical and fraternal siblings, such as three identical and one fraternal, or two identical and two fraternal, or two pairs of identicals.
Well, there you go. So
you were looking at that picture, weren't you?
Bellamy, to top yourself, ba-doom-ching, to top yourself, you're going to have to find identical quadruplets next.
One of those 70 pairs of identical quadruplets. Yeah, okay, well, the second picture...
They look like twins to me.
More in the second picture than the first. Because the second, they're both looking the same way. They both have the same expression on their face.
All right, so now we have a link in the chat room to the Visconti triplets. Now, we covered that on the Adam and Maddie show.
Yes.
The Visconti triplets do not have sex with each other.
Right.
They only have sex...
Now, I've seen other gay twins that have had sex with each other, but not sex with each other. So they both... had a third, you know, so there was the, all right. there was a threesome and all three people were there, but the two twins weren't actually
They do that. So the Visconti triplets will appear in the same scene,
yes,
but they will not be having sex with each other,
right?
So, but the Peters twins or the Peter twins or whatever they are, they enjoy each other.
Well, there you go. The birthday, there are no birthdays, so there you go. Excellent.
As per usual.
Yes.
Scotty sent something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, he does that. You know, he's Australian, and I don't think that they quite understand how the English language works.
But and he sent this in Twitter, but apparently he wanted to make sure it was read on the show. So then he emailed his tweet.
Oh, so he emailed you a link to his tweet. So what we should have like a new segment. Like teaching Australians English.
Maybe so. Because I don't know. We don't do video.
Right.
And he says here, I love at Adam H2T new shirt.
Yes.
On the live show today.
Yes.
In Australia, we work at 9 a.m. Mondays, but DI Plus is worth getting sacked for. Meh.
Right. Now, I'm assuming that sacked is Australian for fired.
Yes, but I don't understand. First of all, how does he know what shirt I was wearing? Because we don't do video.
Right.
And second of all, what does a new shirt have to do with him getting fired at work?
Uh-huh. I love Adam's new shirt on the live show today. In Australia, we work at 9 a.m. Mondays. But DI Plus. I don't know. This is like maybe he's trying to. Maybe if we rearrange the letters,
it's like the what is that? The Da Vinci Code.
It's the Scotty Code. Is what it is. It's the I love Adam new shirt on the live show today. Period. In Australia, comma we work all capital at 9 a.m. Mondays, comma but DI Plus is worth getting sacked for ; meh.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I so the second sentence I understand he was responding to the fact that one of us said that he should just listen at work. I believe that was you.
Correct. No, you said, well, what time is it in Australia? And I looked it up and I was like, well, it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 a.m. Monday morning. And he's like, oh, well, then he could listen.
I don't know. But anyway, Scotty, we don't understand exactly what you're saying.
We don't understand anything of what you're saying. Is he coming to Pride 48 this year?
But I'm sure after listening to this episode, he will have some asshole-y tweet that I will then... See, you did the same damn thing that I did. I tried to open that video and the audio started going through, so I paused it.
Yeah. I think they're speaking Australian.
Maybe. Did they get sacked for fucking at work?
No.
Meh.
No, here, I will translate for you. Unless you let me back up a little bit here. Let's see.
Vítam tu Myla a Elijah.
Myla and Elijah. You two are a perfect match, aren't you? Just looking at my brothers watching his body in the mirror makes me horny. But if you looked in the mirror yourself, you would be... I'm confused. No, oh, you have a penis. Oh, anyway.
So anyone who wants to know where that sex is,
yes,
where that scene is, just ask Joey, because apparently he is very familiar with the Peters twins. I didn't know that we had a Peters twins expert.
We do. You know, he is also, maybe he manages them. You know, he's our manager, Joey L. Bohunker IV. Maybe he manages them too.
So we have one last contact.
One last contact, and it comes in the form of a voice letter.
It
and
does.
This comes from Larry, who I believe he was in our chat room last week, and he said he was going to. He said he called.
Right.
So wasn't this, and you made him wait because you wanted other people to be able to. Now, how many other people guessed or did whatever it was that he?
No, they weren't supposed to guess. I wanted everyone to. It was a cliffhanger.
Oh,
we ended our, it was like the winter season break for us, or the winter season cliffhanger. And
yes,
then, you know, everyone is on bated breath waiting for the answer to the question.
Okay. So the answer to the musical question is right here.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Q-Sledge. I wanted a question about Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
It ran until 2006, and then went into reruns until 2008.
Yes.
And in 2012, LeVar Burton brought it back as an Apple iTunes app.
Of course.
And it's been doing quite well. And that's story on Reading Rainbow. Have a nice day.
Because you know... LeVar Burton, he's a well-known Apple developer. I'm sure he wrote that.
You know, he probably went to Elance and got a programmer.
He probably did. Probably went to, yeah.
But for all of you who were waiting with bated breath, like I said, iconoclastically.
Yes.
That is your answer. So it is no longer on, but apparently it is an iPad app.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Where are all these websites that Joey keeps getting?
I don't... That sounds like the same video.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Is it just the? Is it the?
Oh, no,
opening?
But it's not. Oh no, that's the Bellamy sound.
Oh, it's the Bell. It's their. They have their own personal bumper.
Oh, so the twins have now met other boys, and instead of having sex with the new boys that have walked in, they are choosing to have sex with each other. While
wait,
the
wait, wait.
Watch.
So let me just end this segment.
Excellent.
So why don't you describe to us what they're doing?
I've already stopped it. On my screen now says, drop your dick and click here for full movies. So there you go. Excellent. So that was that. And this is that. And wow.
Well, it's been distracting because of all the freaking twin talk, you know?
I know all the twins and capacitive. Now... Do they have capacitive dildos on the twins? That's what I want to know.
You know, I don't know, but I think I can find out.
Wait, exactly how would you find out?
I'll pull down their pants and look at it.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Of course, there's a 50% chance that we won't get it.
You know, don't, it'll go to one of us. Don't tweet Daniel or do Facebook for Daniel because he doesn't check those.
I don't. No, I don't. I am, and I didn't say that, did I? Did I say
no,
go to
I'm
Facebook
just, I'm just
or
saying.
Twitter? Now you can find me over on Google Plus, where most people should be.
I'm there as well.
Well, but you're not important. I'm the one that's important.
So I guess you have some agile, scrummy coding to do for the rest of the evening.
I am going to go back to doing my coding that I was doing and maybe watch another episode of House of Cards. And, you know.
You can report back on that. So tell me when you see him eating her out.
Stay to the station Sunday night. Be there. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.